I find as I'm becoming acquainted with Dr. Anne's research material that I'm deeply touched by what I'm hearing, and I'm beginning to realize that we need to ask more parents more directly what it is that they find difficult about coming to church and being involved in the life of the parish. For example, it's very surprising, but also deeply moving, to hear parents have the honesty to say, you know, one of the things that keeps me away from Sunday Mass is not really knowing when to stand up or sit down or what to say. And another parent saying, quite independently of that, when I come up to the church, I'm not sure which door to come in through. And there's a bit of me that wonders if I'm going to be told off when I arrive on the other side. We need to communicate to parents that they can come as they are. I find myself wanting to affirm the dignity of these parents whose voices we're hearing. How the church can communicate to them that we respect them for the life they're living in their little Catholic family, and that we look on them with the same gaze of love as our Blessed Lord does. I find myself thinking of what Pope Francis says in his beautiful letter on evangelization, where he talks about a mother at home tending her sick child, unable to articulate the creed and yet clinging to her rosary, or the hope that a family pour into a candle lit in a humble home as they call on the help of our Blessed Mother. We need to communicate a similar kind of respect to the families in all our different Catholic schools in such a way that they feel that that is how we're looking at them when they come approaching the parish for the help that they quite rightly expect the parish to give them. And they come asking for the sacraments, come asking for guidance, come asking to know more, come wanting to be made welcome at Mass, come wanting liturgies which they feel their children are going to feel comfortable at too, and they feel their children are going to be wanting to come back for more of. All of that is being kindled within me so that I want to listen more to parents. I want to talk to them more about their experience of Catholic parish life and see if there aren't just small ways in which we can make them feel immensely more welcome.